So when did you retire?
I retired in 2000. I went ashore. I got elected in December of 1992 as vice president of the offshore division of Master Mates and Pilots, Atlantic. And I went ashore then. My last ship's in December of 1992, and I retired December 31st. I served two terms as vice president. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I retired. I was 65 years old. I just figured that was the time to retire.
Yeah.
But I didn't regret it. I enjoyed this retirement.
So through the 80s, when you were still sailing, you know, it changed even further, the technology, right? I mean, the computerization happened, the crews got smaller.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was on, after this ship, I was on one of those SL-18s, the Sealand Consumer. And then I went to the Sealand Valiant, which was, they were real big ships. They was a diesel ship. And they were as big as these ships here. But we burned 600 tons of fuel a day. On that ship there, we burned 600 tons of fuel going from Charleston to Algeciras, Spain.
Really?
So I showed you how much the difference was. It
is. What was the top or average speed on?
On those ships?
Yeah.
Oh, about 22 knots, 23 knots.
So they slowed down quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. This ship had 135,000 horsepower. That other ship had 28,000.
Mm-hmm.
And these ships were steam turbines. You could never, you'd have to be, it'd be too heavy to take the thrust of a diesel ship, the up and down motion of the engine. You could never get that kind of, you'd have to have turbines on them and get this much speed out of it.
Mm-hmm. And the crew's
we burned 7.2 barrels a mile, or 4,000 barrels a day.
Yeah, that adds up.
600 tons a day.
So the crews got smaller, and you were active in the union, I'm assuming, before you were elected vice president?
No, not really. Well, when I was active, the guy that got elected president, he run for president, and he had overturned. They run another election. He was my chief mate on the Valiant for 4 years, a guy named Tim Brown. You ever heard of him? He just retired.
I don't think so.
And he come ask me would I run over there with him. I said, I don't know, Tim. He says, look, we got a lot of things to do. We got to get this union in straightened out. And he said, I'm going to need some help. He says, you run for the Atlantic on the West Coast, on the East Coast, vice president of the Atlantic. I said, all right. And so I'll never forget that before the election. My wife, I was one of the senior masters of Sealand at that time.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, she said, Bob, I don't know where we're doing right or not. She says, you know, you've been over here for a long time. You've been over 25 years as master with them. And we've, you senior master with, I don't know. I said, Doc, I said, don't worry about it. I said, I'm not going to get elected. I said, I can't win this election. I said, I'm running against an incumbent. And I said, there's another former vice president that's running in here. I said, both of these guys have got name recognition. I don't have the name recognition they do. And when they counted the votes, I got more votes than both of them put together did.
Hmm.
And we stayed there, and we did. We got the union back in pretty good financial shape.
What kind of work was involved in that?
Oh, cutting waste out of waste.
Yeah.
A tremendous amount of waste. The first 4 years I was there, I saved my wages. I was working for revamping this Atlantic. I saved my wages for the whole 4 years I was there.
So that became your full-time job. You stopped.
Oh yeah, I was full-time. Yeah.
Yeah.
92 was the last ship I was on. Last 8 years I was vice president of the Atlantic Division, Master Mates and Pilots.
Where was the headquarters of that? Where was your office?
In Baltimore. Hmm. Yeah, we've been around a long time. It says 1880.
Yeah.
And we got the union. We got it back on real good financial shape.